Shocking. You're good. Well, thank you again for coming in this morning. It's great to see you. We have a bit of an announcement to make this morning. I'm sure many of you have heard we finally come to an agreement on a bonding bill. One of the biggest issues that's been plaguing us through this session is how are we going to come to a landing on this bonding bill? You know, with $19 billion surplus that we started the session with, Republicans worked very hard on ensuring that the needs of Minnesotans are taken care of. We wanted to see that money going back to Minnesotans through tax cuts, through getting the money back through rebate checks, making sure that the institutions that we have in the state are taken care of, ensuring that wastewater, that infrastructure needs across the state are the number one priority with that money. We've seen the Democrats take a hard left turn and really lose track of what's important to Minnesotans. And so we fought throughout this session, even in spite of some criticism about how we were going about that, to ensure that those needs were taken care of. Yesterday we saw a human services bill that really put into jeopardy our nursing homes across the state. And so we came together with the Senate and the House DFL, and we worked out a deal that did a number of things. Number one, Senate Republicans and House Republicans worked very hard to get funding to nursing homes to ensure stability within those institutions going forward. And then secondly, we put together a bonding bill and got an agreement that is going to help all Minnesotans in the infrastructure across the state, your wastewater, your roads and bridges, you know, the things that you need to run your cities and towns, to get from cities to towns. We really prioritized, and we ended up with a very good bill at the end of the day, concentrating on those needs of Minnesotans. So one of the other aspects that was really big to us was the tax rebates and the tax relief for Minnesotans. And so we fought very, very hard till the end, but continued to get pushed back. And as you see in the tax bill, tax increases throughout that, and there just wasn't an appetite to compromise on that. We tried every avenue that we could to compromise, get money back to Minnesotans, and continually got rejected on that. And we put partisanship aside and made sure that if we're going to save one thing, we got to make sure that we save our nursing homes where the most vulnerable is. And so we worked very hard in a bipartisan fashion to make sure that that happened, to fight for that. And I was so proud to have Minority Leader Damuth and I working together to do that. It was really a good joint work between the House and the Senate on those priorities. But I want to turn over to Minority Leader Damuth to talk a little bit about the nursing home needs and what we've done for them.
Thank you, Leader Johnson. It's good to be with you this morning. And as you've heard more about the bonding portion of the deal that was worked out early this morning, I just want to touch on that nursing home funding. I know you've heard a number of our members from our side of the aisle in the House specifically raise that concern about the lack of funding for our nursing homes. And I want to remind you that since 2021, 15 nursing homes have closed their doors in Minnesota. And that is something that we have definitely needed to prioritize. I would have to believe that with a proposed budget this year of $72 billion, that the majority, and I want to talk about the full control majority in Minnesota, would have at least prioritized some funding for nursing homes. Instead of doing that early in session, you can see that it has taken us until the very last few days to secure some funding for nursing homes. In the package that we've talked about, that Leader Johnson has talked about, we have secured $300 million for nursing homes. It's very important that you understand that that is for nursing homes that are in crisis right now, not as a loan or something that would have to be paid back later, but it is to provide that funding that is so needed right now. It'll be spread over 4 years, but it is really important. I also want to mention the fact that as we have been fighting for this, just to give you a little perspective, $300 million for nursing homes over 4 years, as compared to $500 million or more that will be spent on what I call a luxury office building, the state office building renovation. Let me put that in a little bit more perspective for you. There's 134 legislators that office in the state office building. There are 27,000 seniors in nursing homes. There needs to be more, but there are empty beds 2,400 empty beds across the state of Minnesota in nursing homes because we can't get the workforce for that. So just putting that into perspective, you can see why it is so critical for us that this was going to be included. Is it enough? No, I don't believe that it is enough for nursing home funding, but it's what was needed, and it is a good start as far as where we are going to have nursing homes that are already into their reserves or have dipped very close to their reserves. It has done that for them, and we are excited to bring that forward. Happy to take any questions if you have them.
Can you talk about what you were offering with in regards to tax cuts at the very end and what was being rejected?
So our big push initially was the Social Security elimination. That was a campaign promise both Democrats and especially Republicans made throughout the campaign and into the session. But we saw that the Democrats had no appetite in eliminating that. So instead of fighting that fight, knowing that they were not going to accept that, we said, well, let's at least put $1 billion in the tax target. We offered that as well. So they didn't have to raise taxes on Minnesotans. And they rejected that. And then what we said was, can we at least give $800 million back through some sort of a rebate program, much like the governor has proposed? Can we do that for Minnesotans? All of these areas, you know, were not agreed to because it just was not a priority of the Democrats. And so we worked very hard on finding different avenues to get that money back to people. At the end of the day, we had to simply make sure that we save these institutions, and so we worked very hard on that. So we'll be spending up to $300 million on nursing home funding.
Have the nursing homes given you any indication of how far this funding in the first 2 years would go, how many facilities it could help out?
I don't know precisely on the numbers on that one, but I will say that just this morning I was pretty touching. I had one of the folks that works with the long-term care and nursing homes come up in tears and just say, this might actually save our nursing homes. This is what we needed. Thank you. And that means the world to us and the work that we do. So I don't know exactly how this is going to impact, but we know that it is going to be saving our nursing homes.
So it'll be four nursing homes in crisis. Is there a way to, are you working out language to like determine which ones those are?
Yeah, watch your voice.
We do have a number of members that are working. We've put together just kind of a small conference committee to work on the actual language that can get through to make sure that it is going to those nursing homes that obviously all of our nursing homes need it. But again, like I talked before, that it won't be a loan. It's nothing that will have to be, you know, paid back or could hurt their reimbursement down the road. So that language right now is being worked on as we speak. And that's part of the finishing of this actual deal, is that it is language that will help the nursing homes and won't create any additional issues for them.
Will be its own bill, or is that going to be in the bonding?
That'll be wrapped into the bonding portion of the bill. So there'll be a cash portion, but there'll be a GO cash combined bill too. So you'll see two different bills come out of here. Not sure on the details of what that's going to look like quite yet, but as it gets formed, we just woke up here a little bit ago after late last night deal. So once we figure out how that all looks, we'll get that out too.
There's a group of Republicans who wanted to hold up the bonding bill and a group of Republicans who didn't really want to hold up the bonding bill. Obviously, one passed through the House. Can you talk about, I mean, does that prove in your eyes that it's politically advantageous to sort of use this as a negotiating tactic? Is that clear to you now? Do you count that as a victory? Or what's your takeaway, I guess, from a political standpoint there?
Yeah, so I think we do have different priorities as far as individual members. And so, of course, the House is, they've got their election certificates and they can prioritize those members how they'd like. Our team saw a lot of value in standing up for Minnesotans, for the tax relief, for nursing home funding. And so it's not a gimmick or a tactic, but it's just a way of standing up to say, here's what's important to us. Come to us and talk to us. Let's work in a bipartisan manner so that we can get this done at the end of the day. And, you know, I hope that you see right now that we worked hard and getting to this point, and it's caused maybe some consternation, but at the end of the day, I think both sides, based on this compromise, are going to see some value for that.
And I'll add to that. You know, remember that 48% of Minnesotans are represented by Republicans or Republican districts. And so it's a very close margin. And I have to, I'm very appreciative of Leader Johnson and the relationship that we have developed over this session, both as new leaders. And I think that has served us well. We maybe take different approaches, but as far as working together and then coming together in a united front and being able to work with the majority in both bodies was helpful, and I think that will serve Minnesotans better because of that work and the time that it took. Any other questions?
I got a question from Bill Warner, Minnesota News Network. He wants to know if you're disappointed with what remains for cash, with what remains in cash for bonding, that it won't go to tax reliefs or cuts instead. Are you disappointed with that?
Am I disappointed? Yes, I am very disappointed. I mean, this was a compromised agreement that we had. So our big goal was making sure that we could get money back to Minnesotans. And so to see the Democrats just fight that tooth and nail throughout this session was extremely disappointing, because it's another broken promise that they made during the campaign time. So, you know, and going back, you know, to Bill's question, I know he didn't expand on it much, but seeing the number of things, you know, talking about the tax bill that's up right now, they got done with that. It'll be on the House floor, probably coming to the Senate this afternoon. To see the amount of things that are hitting that tax bill that neither party or neither side had seen before, like the e-poll tab language and different things, it makes me wonder why we even had the first part of the session to begin with. Those bills are so skewed, so new to this body, and now they're just getting pulled in and it's an up and down vote. This whole process this year has been so partisan and so in the dark that, you know, it's hard to eke out a win. I'm glad that we came to an agreement and we're able to get things for Minnesotans, but it really seems to be, if you're a bureaucracy, government, or a nonprofit in the state, you're doing really well. But Minnesotans really took the back seat in this session. That's why Lisa and I stood up to try to help Minnesota. We've been working very hard, and I think this agreement is a result of that.
Can you talk about what bonding projects might be in the pieces that you're deciding? I think you mentioned maybe wastewater. What kind of things might be prioritized in the pot of your pack, the pot of proposals that you might bring?
I think Republicans have always looked at the importance of taking care of what we own, you know, our roads, our bridges, wastewater. That list will be coming out, and you'll see that soon. I'd like to go back to the earlier question, though, from Bill Warner, you know, as far as do we wish there was more tax relief? We do. And I think all of Minnesota was looking at a $17.5 billion surplus, saying, you know, go ahead and give us that back. And we heard originally, you know, back campaign time from the governor, Minnesotans are going to get $2,000 back. And then it kind of backed off to $1,000, and then it went down. And, you know, we're sitting at what we've heard, just, you know, $200, and not even to every Minnesotan's, you know, it's income cap guidelines. And that was very, very disappointing, I would say. But we heard House leadership, Democrat House leadership, in an interview last night talk about the proposed gas tax. We're sitting on a surplus. We're increasing the budget going forward. And yet the leadership in the Democratic-controlled House said, we're really proud. We've been waiting for 10 years to do this. We are proud to be basically raising your gas tax to take care of that. You know, I struggle with that a little bit. I think Minnesotans were looking for some of that money to come back. They were looking for less taxing. We shouldn't be carrying a surplus every year going forward. We need to adjust how government is spending money so Minnesotans during this time of inflation can keep more of their money to pay for what they need.
I know that on the floor with the previous all-cash bill that Senator Pappas brought forward, there was criticism of funding going to nonprofits, somewhere $200 million, or I can't remember the exact amount, but is that funding to nonprofits still in this agreement, or is that out now?
So what we've done is we've put together an infrastructure bill that takes care of, like we talked about, the basic needs of Minnesotans. That's the priority of that GO bond bill that we have. Now, of course, they've got their other projects they can carve up and they can pass out with cash, and they don't need Republican help on those at all. But what we're concentrating on is where we have some leverage, and that's where they need our votes.
Can you talk about the part of of this where you all agreed to expeditiously end the session, or however it was phrased, I can't remember in the exact wording, but what does that look like? I assume it, you still assume we'll be here Monday and whatnot, but sure. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, and so I think, you know, we've got a couple of things going on. First of all, of course, we're going to be debating these bills going forward. We agreed to reasonable times, so we'll continue to do that. As you see, the House has been doing a very nice job of processing through the bills and getting to the point where all of a sudden their desk is clear, so it gets to be a reviser and a timing issue where it seems like the end of session hasn't been planned out really well and it gets to be a log jam. We're very happy to help where we can get the session done. We're not going to be the cause of any sort of hang-up or whatever, but we still need to make sure the Minnesotans know what is happening in those bills as well. So we're going to work with Democrats on making sure the floor is done in a very nice, timely manner. But right now, I think their issues are more how do they get their bills wrapped up.
We're expecting the tax bill will come up on the floor as early as today. Wondering what your thoughts are about that proposal at this point and what we might hear from Republicans in each chamber.
Do you want to, why don't you go ahead?
Absolutely. We have that coming up as soon as we gavel back in, and it should be just in a short period of time. With that tax bill that's coming up, you'll hear a lot about the pull tab issue that's coming up. It's incredibly concerning for all of our charities across Minnesota. That language was, my understanding, not in the Senate. It is worse than what was coming out of the House. And so you will hear from specifically from House Republicans on that concern. One thing to point out, though, is this tax bill increases taxes, not revenue raisers, but it literally increases taxes by $2.2 billion. Over the next 2 years, when we have a $17.5 billion surplus. You're going to hear a little bit about that throughout the afternoon, and I would encourage you to watch and listen to what is going to be brought up.
And then I think another point to make is when you look just at that tax bill, it's $2.2 billion, but then you start looking at the other bills, like the transportation bill, what is it, $4 billion that are possibly raised in that one as well. You know, the housing bill was $1 billion. If you live in the metro area, you're going to be paying extra 0.25% on any sort of sales taxable purchase. I mean, the amount of taxes in this thing is going to end up at the end of the day somewhere being in the $9 to $10 billion range on Minnesotans, and we already had a $17.5 or $19 billion budget surplus. So, to me, this is just the trains come off the tracks for Minnesota.
Democrats today were really highlighting the child tax credit portion of their tax bill. So obviously I know you guys have concerns with the overall tax bill, but can you just touch on that? What's your just view of that policy and that being such a large portion of what they do have in terms of credits and cuts and such?
Yeah, if I could quickly. So the idea that we're giving these child tax credits back, I think, is fine, but we've made it so expensive for families. If you go put tabs on your car, if you register your car, if you go to the grocery store, you are going to see increases throughout your budget. It's going to get very, very tight. So the idea that we're going to transfer some money over to you now through these tax credits is, to me, all of a sudden we're running on government priorities, not family priorities. And so I know it's nice, and I can agree with the child tax credit idea, but we have made it so expensive for Minnesotans after this session that they're going to absolutely need that. And now we're running on what the government is prioritizing, not what families are prioritizing.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Appreciate it.